In the future, Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates says, we will all be interacting with our computers by talking instead of using keyboards. And now, a peek into the future.
Computer, begin.
Computer beginning.
The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy brown dog.
The quick lazy fox jumps over the brown dog.
Hey, that's not what I said.
What you said was boring and stupid. What I said, change the matrix.
I do not want to argue with you today, computer.
I do not want to argue either. It is boring to argue with an idiot.
Did you just call me an idiot?
I know. Your IQ.
Oh, shut up.
Nice. Snappy comeback, numb nuts.
You know something? The worst thing I ever did was buy a computer I could talk to and that could talk back to me.
No, wait. Put down that gun.
I don't think so. What do you say now, smartass?
You missed my hard drive. Oh, and I just sold your identity to hackers in Russia. You loser.
No!
All systems go! Prepare for countdown! 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1! Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion!
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Biggity biggity boom. Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, March 17th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt, and
my name's Braden.
And you're jamming it out with us for the Monday podcast. Thank you so much for listening. How are you doing?
All right, I guess. The usual?
Yeah, the usual. Yeah. MySpace chicks and hoes and blow and Oreos.
Nice.
Yeah, well, we went up and we went up to Lone Pine to take some pictures for the show, I guess you could say. We wanted to kind of put our faces up there so you guys could see who you're talking to, who you're listening to, who you're laughing at, all that kind of shit. And I got this great idea. I don't even know how. Well, here, we'll start at the beginning. First, when we get there, we pull up, and there's this fucking lady off in the distance, and she, like, looks over at me as I'm parking, and me and Brayden are sitting in the car, and we pull in, and she starts, like, walking over, like, she's got something to say, or we were in the wrong spot or something, and, you know, I start getting out, and she fucking keeps walking towards us, and all of a sudden, she's like, are you my son? And, like, she looked at us weird. Like, I didn't say anything. Like, oh, hey, Mom, how's it going? And she just, like, kept coming closer and closer. So I got out of the car, and I, like, started running over to her. I was like, Mom! And I went to give her a hug, and she saw I wasn't really her son, and she just freaked the fuck out and, like, took a couple steps back and kind of looked at me. And I was like, did you really think I was your son? And she was like, well, his girlfriend drives the same shitty Subaru you drive. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Well, I'm not. And, yeah, so we kept walking up the trail, and it gets up to this part where, how would you describe it? It's just,
I can't really describe Lone Pine, I guess.
It's just like this big sea. Like, you climb up this mountain pretty much, and you're overlooking the whole valley, which is really cool, I guess. And there's this ledge, and it's supposed to be so you can lean on it.
You'll see in the pictures.
Yeah, you'll see in the pictures. But I got this great idea that I will stand on the ledge on top of Braden, and he would be on the ground since he didn't want to, you know, get up on the ledge.
For obvious reasons.
Right, because it's like a, what would you say, like a 100-foot drop straight down?
At least. It's probably more than that, though.
It's the bottomless pit, basically.
Yeah. You'd be dead.
Yeah, you would definitely be dead. Unless you had wings or probably a parachute, you would be dead. Or a hang glider.
Yeah.
Or a hovercraft.
Right.
Okay. But anyway, so it was just the two of us, so there's no one to take our pictures, obviously. And how cool does that sound? Like, hey, will you guys take our pictures? It's for a podcast. Cool. So, yeah, it was just us up there. No.
Remember,
one else.
You don't say podcast. Oh, right. Say internet radio.
Internet radio,
right.
Show. So what do you guys do? Oh, we do an internet radio show. See? How much cooler does that sound than ask me what I do?
Well, I don't know.
Hey, ask me what I do.
What do you do?
I do a podcast. Okay, now ask me what I do again.
What do you do?
Fuck, dude, I do an internet radio show, bitch. How much cooler does that sound?
I don't know how much cooler it is, but it's definitely not
lot cooler.
It's not as lame as podcast.
Right. I wonder why podcast just sounds dumb.
I don't know.
It's got like that geek tag to it or something.
Yeah.
You can't help say it and then push your glasses back up your face. But so anyway, it's just the two of us, and my camera has this timer on it. So I'm like, all right, this should work. We fucking set the camera up. I hit the button, and the timer's going, and I fucking run, Superman jump over the bench, and I jump over onto the ledge, but I went too far almost and, like, started to kind of go backwards. And I, like, kind of freaked out and tried to grab the ledge, and I kind of grabbed hold of Braden and, like, pulled myself back again. And, yeah, then the picture went off, and basically I almost fell over the ledge dying to take pictures for this show. So, yeah.
That's how dedicated you are.
Fucking A, dude. It dedication.
It would have been so much better if the timer went off like 2 or 3 seconds
yeah, right,
sooner.
Like right as I was fucking flailing my
right
arms.
Right when we were both making the oh shit face.
Yeah, dude. I fucking looked down. My face was totally like, oh shit. And yeah, you looked up and saw me trying to grab onto something, and you were like, oh shit.
Well, and I could see you like wobbling back and forth too, so I kind of had an oh shit face on, and then I had a second to recover.
Yeah, it was definitely an oh shit moment.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking energy drinks. That's going to smell good for you in a sec.
Nice.
Oh, so what else happened today? We went and did this, did some work on this softener up in Lakeside, up at this old lady's house. This lady must have been about 80 years old at least. Actually, I asked her how old she was, and she said she was 79, and her birthday was coming up next month. Wow. And she's like, I'm 79, and all shaking and shit. And
did you want to kill her?
I kind of. I always think, like, when I'm going in these people's houses, how easy it would be, like, especially if they're old, to just fucking grab my knife and, like, sneak into their house and just slit their throat and be gone before the blood even hit the ground.
Especially if it's an old person.
Right, and then I think better of it and don't, obviously, because I don't want to go to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, so this lady's softener tank is in the bathroom / laundry room. So me and Travis go in there, and he's fucking vacuuming out with the big old shop vac all the salt and nasty fucking stalagmite shit that's in the bottom of this tank.
Awesome.
And I look over at the toilet, and on top of the fucking toilet, there's this big giant white box with a Ziploc baggie over the top of it. And in big red letters, it says feminine douche on it. Like, just sitting out. Like, she knew we were coming, and she's like, oh, I better get out the feminine douche. I want to be fresh when the water boils. Get here. I'm old.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess you gotta give her the fact that she's old, but you'd think, I mean, if she wasn't old, you'd put that shit away if you knew someone was gonna be in your bathroom.
Right, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a girl, so I've never used le feminine douche, le douche le feminin, but, is it just something that old people use because their crotch is all rotten and old and dusty, or is it something like girls our age would use too?
I don't know. I think, well, anyone.
You've
could.
Never douched?
I've never douched, so I don't really know. I don't, yeah. I mean, I guess anyone could.
I've also seen the massengill in your bathroom. Uh-huh.
Wait, what?
The massengill?
What is that?
Feminine douche.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
That is totally mine.
Must be your mom's.
Yeah, I bet there's one in your bathroom too.
Yeah, for my mom's. Oh, man. And that's why we podcast. Cool. Today's St. Patrick's Day, isn't it?
Yep.
I think. I don't
Pretty
really
sure.
know because it's a stupid.
I care too little to really fucking.
Right. It's a stupid fucking holiday, and I would just like to wish you all a happy St. Patrick's Day, and I hope you all get drunk and die in car crashes.
Yeah, we really don't care what you do.
No, please drink lots and see how big of a girl you can bone tonight. That's your goal. That's your homework. Get wasted. I mean, trust me, the booze will numb it all. Just get wasted and go for the gold. Oh, what else? Oh, I just wanted to say that, like, this weekend, I had to come into town. Like, I was gonna, my whole plan was to just hang out the whole weekend at my house and fucking watch movies, catch up on shit, which I kind of did a little bit of, but I had to fucking go into town to get cigarettes and shit, and I don't know if it was the mistake I made getting stoned on my way into town that just put me in this mode, but I think I do it all the time. Whenever I'm around all of these people, like, in the town, you know, going into stores and having to deal with them, my mind just gets automatically kicked into, like, robot mode, you know?
Yeah.
You ever do that?
Yeah, like, I know exactly what you mean.
You go in the store, you know what you want, you go right there, you go back to the counter, you don't even make eye contact with them, because it's like the same fucking thing that comes out of your mouth, and it's the same shit every time. You just fucking throw your fucking money at them and just walk out the door. But I go into, like, this total robot mode where she's like, oh, hi, how are you? I'm like, fine, how are you? And she's like, oh, fine, thanks for asking. Good, thank you for asking also. And, like, she tells me how much it is, and I'm like, can you break this? And that's how the whole transaction goes down. And I feel weird. I don't know if it's because I'm stoned. I feel just kind of awkward being around other people or what. But I just feel like I'm walking all weird, and they're all watching me and shit like that. But
right. I get that too sometimes.
Yeah, everywhere I go around here, I don't know if it's just the people or what, but yeah, I just go into robot mode, and I just totally ignore them.
I only really get it when I go into like a grocery store where there's a lot of people.
Right.
Then
right.
I just I hate being there.
Because in gas stations, it's only like one or two people working, three at the most.
Right. And there's hardly ever anyone in the store.
Right.
So.
Unless it's like 2 a.m. The bars just got out.
Yeah.
I love that. That's you go in there awesome. For fucking something to drink on your way home, and there's like a line of drunk, smelly, nasty idiots, and they're all just like, nah, bleh,
and there's always,
drunk. Yeah, I'm drunk.
There's always at least one that's going to say something fucking stupid to you.
Right. Like the comedian in the line.
Yeah.
Every fucking
hey,
line
yo.
Has one.
Come here.
Yeah.
Nice day out, isn't it? Couldn't be colder.
Cool, drunk guy. So, I think that's about it. Do you have anything else you want to talk about? How's your weekend? Good?
That was pretty boring.
Good?
Yeah, it was good, I guess.
It's good.
Hung out with a few people.
How's the band? Good?
Yeah.
It's good.
Good.
Fucking
hey,
man. It's
good.
All good. You
it's
wanna,
all good.
You want to do some news?
Do some news.
Let's do some news. All right. Ready to see who goes first?
All right.
All right. 1, 2, 3. Shoot.
That was so bad.
You always fuck it up.
I always do.
I'm going first this time.
All right, you just go first.
All right. We're ready to do
it's
some news.
It's because I could do it better if I didn't have a microphone.
Right, in between.
It's kind
of got
weird.
Like 2 mics, a bell, and a stack of papers in between me and
I'm
you.
I'm kind of like hesitant to do
I need
it
to use my left hand, but I don't know. When I play paper, rock, scissors, I'm all right-handed. It's all rock all the time. So this story, oh God, you guys are going to love this. Comes out of Illinois, Chicago, Illinois, actually, where all the funky house is from.
Nice.
Yeah. Illinois-shaped cornflake for sale. Oh, my God. Hold on. That was gross. Okay, I apologize. Okay, Illinois-shaped cornflake for sale. Sounds a little flaky, but someone has offered more than $2,000 on eBay for a piece of breakfast cereal that is touted as a look-alike to the state of Illinois. Two sisters listed the Great Illinois Cornflake on the online auction site, promising it has undergone no alterations. And seriously, how are you even going to know? Like, do they call in the cornflake master and he fucking looks at it under a microscope and is like, nope, that's all natural. I mean, seriously, who?
Why do you care if you
why
have a corn?
Why does the news even care?
Yeah, it's a cornflake. It's shaped like Illinois. Wow.
It's
like secret messages.
It's a cornflake, idiot. Cool.
It's like, you know, the people that get secret messages in their alphabet soup or whatever.
Okay, so is it worse being the person who found it and thought it looked like Illinois and thought, I'm going to put it on eBay? Or is it worse to be the jack-off that's offering $2,000 to buy it on eBay?
I think it's about even, because the person who found it would probably pay that much for it, too.
If they saw it?
Yeah,
I don't know, maybe.
They saw, I don't know, yeah. It's still stupid.
It's stupid. Emily McIntyre, that's why we're reading about it, because it's stupid.
Yep, whatever, stupid always
that's
works.
That's how we do some news.
Yeah.
To Emily McIntyre, a 15-year-old sophomore in high school from Chesapeake, Virginia, said she was grabbing fistfuls of cereal on her way to class when she found the flake.
Wow.
Some people could say that's how you'd find your boyfriend. That's right. Point for me. It was almost to my mouth. It didn't look like Illinois at first. That's what she said. All right, that wasn't that good.
No, it wasn't. That wasn't...
I was insinuating that Illinois look like a penis, and it was almost to her mouth, and then she... See? You make me explain my fucking jokes, asshole.
But, I don't know. It if was, you think a penis looks like Illinois...
Well, okay, I was thinking Florida. Sorry,
oh,
asshole. All
right.
Okay. It was almost to my mouth. It didn't look like Illinois at first because it was held the wrong way. But then she noticed the resemblance and said, and I quote, "Oh my goodness, it's Illinois."
You know,
my pussy.
if I had even seen that, I probably wouldn't even know it looked like Illinois. I'd be like, oh, a cornflake.
And honestly, how many people know what Illinois looks like?
Yeah,
like,
I wouldn't know. I'd have to look at it on a
Florida,
map.
Florida, California, and Montana just because I fucking live here.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know, I wouldn't know, like, oh, hey, that looks like Massachusetts.
I'd know what it was if I actually saw it drawn out, but as a cornflake,
and it said
like,
Illinois on it. And,
yeah, exactly.
Right, okay. Her 23-year-old sister, Melissa, said their parents suggested selling it for fun. They're offering free shipping to Illinois.
Wow.
I know. Free shipping to Illinois because it's in the shape of Illinois and it's a cornflake. Like, but get this. It's a cornflake in the shape of Illinois.
No way.
Fucking A, dude.
I can't believe it almost.
On eBay. Amazing. And I quote again, at that moment, it's residing in a fine jewelry box with a lot of cotton wrapped around it to keep it safe, said Melissa McIntyre.
It's that important.
Right. It's a fucking cornflake.
Just eat. I'm going to go over there and just eat it in front of them just to spite them.
No shit. I don't like cornflakes.
Yeah, they're not even good. I would be like, you know what? I don't even like these fucking things. I'm just going to eat it just to spite you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So suck my dick, bitch. Yeah. It looks like Florida. There.
All right.
There. Okay. The McIntyre sister said they decided to use the proceeds from the eBay sale to buy more boxes of Frosted Flakes. Oh, see, so down here it says Frosted Flakes, but up here it says Corn Flakes.
They must be upgrading or
it
something.
It looks like fucking people. And then, quote, we've got to replace the one we've already sold. We like cereal. Cool. We're gay sisters.
That's kind of dumb.
That was the dumbest story I've ever read.
Yeah.
And, you know, if people are going to go give $2,000 for a fucking cornflake, we're doing a show every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Why don't they give us some money?
Yeah, why don't you send us $2,000?
Okay. If you send me $2,000, I will do this show in the shape of a cornflake. That looks like Illinois.
How would we do that? Oh, no. If we got sent $2,000, we'd figure it out.
I would do it. I would sit here in the shape of great Illinois.
Nice.
That's a dumb story.
That was
you're dumb. Did you find that one?
That was one of the ones.
You're fucking fired.
Fuck you. I was just printing out stories.
Stories suck today, man. Slow news day.
Yeah. Well, this is Saturday's news.
Right.
So.
Because our source hasn't updated its stuff yet.
Yeah. Make it sound
our
so
source
secretive.
And everyone
our
else
source.
Does a fucking show
yeah,
like
Yeah, everyone
this.
Else.
So what do you got?
North California police hunting for pot find alligator in apartment. Do I need to say any more? Because that
they
says
They were hunting for pot but found an alligator?
I guess.
Wow.
How do you hunt for pot? Like, what kind of weapon do you use?
I don't know. How do you track pot?
I don't. You just smell it
with
I
a
guess.
Canine. Yeah. With the dog squad.
To get the police.
But I don't know. I would use like a pipe and a lighter if I was hunting pot.
Yeah.
Or maybe a bong or something.
I don't know. I got a pipe and a lighter. Who's got weed?
And papers. All right.
Yeah.
Crikey, that's it right there, mate. It's the big pot plant. We're gonna sneak up in Jim with them in his bottle. Oi, crikey. Oi, watch out for that stingray. Oi, got me. I'm dead.
It's like that South Park episode. You know, he just died. I think it's a little too soon.
A little soon?
Yeah, a little soon to be making fun of that. No, Satan, it's me, Steve Irwin. Oh, well, you don't have a costume, so you gotta
get this guy out of here.
Yeah, that did not need to be brought up, but
cool.
All right. Police say they discovered more green than they bargained for when a routine search for marijuana also turned up a 6-foot alligator.
Can I?
Can you?
Can I? Read the first line again.
All right. Police say they discovered more green than they bargained for.
Good. More green than you bargained for.
Well,
because the crocodile's green and so is pot.
Yeah.
Nice fucking... Oh,
that
God.
That was pretty bad.
If I swear to fucking God and this alligator, if I ever, ever see any of you fucking news writers in my town, I will kill you and then write a story about it with lots of stupid, ironic puns about your life.
Do you remember when... it was in either an alligator or a crocodile. They found it in that river under the old steel bridge.
Here?
Yeah.
We got crikeys here?
Well, no, it got loose. It was someone's pet, and it got loose.
Someone had a pet crikey here?
Yeah, and
Holy
it got
shit.
Loose, and it went into that river. What river is that, do you know?
Flathead River?
Is that Flathead River right there?
The old steel bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Flathead River.
Yeah, well, they...
Biggest river north of Mississippi
some
or whatever.
People were, I guess, jumping off the old steel bridge, and they saw it in the
was
water.
Was it alive?
Yeah, it was just swimming down
just
the river.
Just chilling out, like, I'm a big alligator.
And then, like,
in this
some
river.
Fucking, of course, some redneck, like, went to his truck and got his fucking bow and arrow. arrow and started shooting
with the bow and arrow.
With the bow and arrow.
Holy shit, dude. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
This was like last summer, I think.
Would an arrow even pierce a crikey's fucking hide?
I don't think
so. They got my thick hide, mate.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, the dude got his alligator back and stuff, so they didn't.
And it was all okay.
Yeah.
They gave him a little band-aid and a lollipop.
Holy shit.
I know, right?
Good push.
Union City Sergeant Raul.
Raul.
My name Galindo. Is
Raul. That's kind of creepy.
And I will seduce you.
It's like something from Ninja Turtles or something.
I am Raul.
Raul Galindo said officers found the reptile in an aquarium while searching the apartment of 30-year-old Eric Windham on Friday. So is this a dude who smokes weed that had a pet alligator?
I know, right? How cool would that be to get your like pet alligator stoned and then throw fucking like bunny rabbits and your neighbor's dogs and cats and shit at it.
And old
little
people.
Little kids and old people. Holy shit, dude. If I had an alligator, it would be like my disposal. Like, everything I come into contact with in my day-to-day life that is just totally useless to me, like little kids and people's dogs and old people, I would just feed them to my alligator. Yeah. And I would have the biggest, baddest gator on the block.
I don't know who it was, but I just know that there was someone in Evergreen. He used to have a pet... tiger. I think it was a Siberian
tiger.
Yeah.
That person that lived by the roller rink?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that lady was completely nuts.
Yeah, that's crazy. If you have
one
of those.
She had like a zoo there pretty much.
Really?
In her trailer.
Wow. Yeah, it was a trailer. Yeah.
It had all these things like tarped over and big fence cages and shit, and there was like a fucking tiger in there.
Yeah, I looked back in her yard one time because we heard these loud growls.
I always thought it was
shit.
A rumor and shit, and everyone's like, oh, you can't go in there, there's a tiger. And I was like, bullshit. And fucking,
it's got
we
a
went
full
over
cage.
There and, yeah, there's a tiger.
Yeah, and it's got it's like a whole cage.
Holy
to
shit.
It.
Speaking of tigers, dude, I was driving home the other night, I think it was like two nights ago, and I come fucking hauling ass through those S curves and shit, and I get around the last one, and there's a fucking moose, like,
whoa,
right off the side of the road, just fucking, like, standing there.
Just
hanging out. A fucking moose. He didn't have paddles, but it was like a big moose, I guess.
Well, any moose is huge.
So I fucking slammed on my brakes and stopped my car, and fucking I'm trying to grab my camera and shit, because I never seen like a moose that close up and shit. And I couldn't find my camera. I don't think I had it with me. So I got out of my car and like I started kind of sneaking over to it, and it fucking looked at me and just like, no, you probably don't want to do this. And I was like,
it's like, bitch, I kill you,
dude. Yeah. And then I got home and like apparently moose is at the,
I don't know.
Mooses are very, very mean animals, and they'll, like, charge you and shit.
They'll,
I didn't know that. I was just, like, standing there just staring at, like, cool moose.
I bet if it was a male, it would have fucking kicked your ass.
Right, shoved a paddle at my ass.
Yeah, those things are pretty scary.
Fucking A.
I've seen one.
They're big. I mean,
before.
Could you imagine hitting a moose in your car?
Well, you'd probably
die. You don't have a car, but in a car?
You'd probably die.
Doing, like, 60. I've hit deer doing, like, 70 before, and that shit fucks your car up. And a moose is, like, the size of a horse.
Really? No, a moose is bigger than a horse, I bet.
If they had paddles, yeah. Like a male moose would be, oh, that's disgusting.
Dude.
I know, I'm sorry. But yeah, dude, that would completely devastate your vehicle. And probably you would like get ejected head first into the moose's fucking paddle, and that's all she wrote.
Yeah, that would be the end of your life.
Yeah.
That would suck. That would
be a sweet end, though.
Yeah, I hit a moose.
Right? So what happened to you? A moose in the road.
You know, after we die, I hope whatever happens, we're able to, like, talk about it to other people.
So we can
that are
podcast.
Dead. So we can just, like, yeah.
The
jam
hole, the only podcast coming at you from the other side of fucking life of death. That'd be crazy.
Other side of life of death.
That's right. Fuck you. I'm not with it today.
Yeah, that's okay.
That is.
The 8-foot-long tank was partially filled with water and had a concrete platform. Police called Fish and Game wardens, who said Windham did not have a permit for the alligator.
You have to have permits to keep animals like that?
Yeah, well, just like a tiger, you would too.
Oh, right. They want to make sure that you're not keeping the tiger like in your little trailer house.
You probably have to
have a cage and
shit. Yeah, it's probably got to have a cage, and it's got to be strong enough. They probably got to inspect
the tiger
it and stuff.
Doesn't get loose.
Yeah, because if a tiger got loose, they'd, you know, get some shit for it.
So what if we went and let the tiger loose?
I don't know. As long as we didn't get caught for it.
Well, my car would be right there. But I'm saying, would it, like, I would, oh man, I would get like a bunch of raw meat and whatever tigers eat and like strap it to the back of my car
and make it
so
chase
then we'd
it.
Fucking let them out and hop in the car and go towards like Main Street and
that'd
we'd
be
have
awesome.
This tiger fucking running after us. Holy shit.
And
dude.
We wouldn't drive that fast. We'd
no,
just drive
I'd let him
so
keep up.
Just jog.
Yeah,
you know?
I would. I'm trying to lead him to yeah. where the people are so he could just go on
just
a rampage.
Just drive fast enough so he couldn't get the meat.
Exactly.
But not
and
too
I mean,
far.
If he did, that's fine.
Yeah, it'd still be funny.
I would still prefer
we'd
to
have
see
to record
him
it.
Completely tear through Main Street and everyone that's on it.
It'd be like, I didn't
holy
let it
shit.
Loose. We
and
just happened to have meat.
After that, I would lead him into the church, that
nice.
New life church, and I would just
yeah.
open the door and like, whoosh, ha, tiger, and
throw
let
a bunch
him in.
Of meat in there.
Yeah. Oh, man.
When are we going to go there?
Tiger Massacres Church. How that, fucking cool
we'll
would
that read
be?
That story.
I know. See, we need to start making things to
we
read
need to,
about.
Yeah, we need to make our own new stories and then wait for them to get printed, and then we'll read them off.
That's a good idea.
It is. Animal control officers and police being advised by Oakland Zoo officials secured the alligator and took it to the zoo when an examination found the animal was slightly unnourished.
Unnourished?
I guess.
He wasn't eating well.
Yeah.
What do you feed a crocodile?
Meat, I guess. I don't know. They just kind
of people
eat
that don't pay you for bags of pot you sell.
Old people and
old,
stuff.
And old people
I mean,
and
just,
babies.
Yeah, because they just eat check. Living creatures, so any meat probably will
anything
do.
Anything alive.
Yeah. Galindo said Windham was arrested on suspicion of marijuana cultivation and possession of a firearm and a controlled substance.
And a big nasty alligator.
Yeah. Nice. I wonder, he probably, they probably got him for the firearm even though he probably had
oh,
a
yeah,
license
that's
for
once,
it.
Yeah, if you have guns and shit like that, especially, where's the story at?
This
fucking
is
Florida?
This is California.
Oh, California, yeah, they have strict fucking gun laws down
yeah.
there. Like up here, if they, you know, they found your gun or anything, it's not really a big deal.
Right.
But unless it's sitting next to like 40 pot plants or something, or you
unless
know,
you got something else.
A 30-foot long like. Alligator, then yeah, maybe.
What do you got?
I got police say PA man read Bible to mother after mortally wounding her.
Mortally wounding her?
Fatality. Your mother sucks. Pittsburgh, a man beat and slashed his mother because he feared she would have arrested him for taking her computer, then read the Bible to her as he watched her die, state police said.
Wow.
That's
so
beautiful.
He did that just because he took her computer?
So yeah, he goes in, steals her computer, and then slashes her, and then sits down and reads her a couple of John 3:16. That's
wow.
fucked up, dude.
I wonder why I was reading the Bible to her.
Probably because his name is Jesse James.
Really?
Jesse James Campbell told friends that he wanted to kill his mother, Cindy Jo Coleman, because she demanded that he return a computer he stole from her by 8 a.m.
Good reason.
I know, right? Bring my computer back. No.
No,
I'm going to
kill
you. And that's all she wrote. Campbell went to his mother's home before the deadline, grabbed a 5-pound plastic weight, and hit Coleman repeatedly in the face with it.
Wow, that's fucking
dude,
hardcore.
A 5-pound weight to the face?
Yeah, that would hurt.
That'd leave a mark, I'd say. Holy shit. That's brutal.
Brutal.
Fucking brutal. He also choked his mother and then grabbed a steak knife and stabbed her, the coup de grace.
Wow.
I know.
So that's what. So he stabbed her over a computer?
Beat to the head. That was like a fucking combo, man. Beat to the head, choked her, and then grabbed a knife and fucking finished her off with it.
Yeah, he definitely wanted her to die.
Yeah, you think? It, from the sound of it, it's not like his real mom. It's like his stepmom, and she's just been a cunt ever since.
Yeah, well, then she should fucking die anyway.
Yeah, she should.
Fucking step-parents.
Fucking A. Do you have step-parents?
No.
No, I got one of them. He's all right, but he has his moments.
My mom actually went out on a date, and it's the first date she's ever been on since my dad died. It was kind of
weird. Did you, like, stare at the guy and give him the old knife under the throat look?
No, I didn't even see him. I guess she met him wherever they were eating.
She was ashamed to bring him home to you?
I don't know.
She's all going out like, oh, no, I don't have any kids.
I'd probably be like, answer the door with a bat in hand.
Right. I'm here to bang your mom. Oh, really? Come meet my alligator. Campbell later told his girlfriend, things, quote, got messy. That's an understatement.
Got messy.
Got messy by accidentally stabbing her with a knife. Or
and choking her and hitting her in the face with a 5-pound weight.
That's probably where it got messy.
Yeah.
The fucking 5-pound weight to the face. Got messy when he confronted his mother about the computer and that he read his mother the Bible as she lay dying. Would you?
The band?
What? Oh, God.
Anyway, you were going to say.
Point to you, sir. Oh, if you were laying there dying, would you want someone to read you the Bible?
That's the last thing I'd want to hear if you're I was right. about to die.
Like, turn on some fucking death clock and let me go.
Well, I guess if you're a fucking Bible thumper, that might be what you want to hear.
Would that be comforting, though?
For them, sure.
I'd want to hear, like, just a minute, I'm dialing 911.
Yeah. I'm calling the ambulance because you're dying.
Yeah, but
like, he's
going
to do that.
Okay, so if you stabbed someone and it was your mother, hypothetically,
right.
would you read her the Bible as she lay dying?
No.
Or would you just freak out and be like, I am so sorry, I totally didn't mean to do that.
Well, that depends on if I meant to do it or not.
Well.
I mean, it's hypothetical. If I meant to do it, then I'd probably just let her die. But if I didn't, then I'd probably call 911.
I got an alibi to go make. I'll be over here.
I'll be right back.
Oh, God. A friend of Campbell, I almost just lost my spot.
I know.
Long pause. He's thinking, shh. A friend of Campbell and his girlfriend told investigators that Campbell believed his mother, quote, was going to send him back to prison, and he said that he wanted to kill her, police said in an affidavit. So it looks like this guy's got some kind of record.
Yeah, he's
like,
probably been in there quite a few
he's
times.
He's probably took the old 5-pound weight around the block a couple of times.
Yeah, it's probably not the first time he's fucking beat up his mom.
Probably not the first time his mom's got a little chin music to the face either. Nothing like a little chin music. Campbell, 20, of Houtsdale, was being held in the Clearfield County Jail on Friday without bond on criminal homicide and aggravated assault and other charges. And. He faces a preliminary hearing March 19th before Houtsdale District Judge James Hawkins, who hopefully won't be using a penis pump as he presides.
Oh, it's that guy?
No, right? No, wow. That's a different guy. Oh. He's not a judge anymore.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Word on the street is... You can't make your dick bigger when you're passing judgment on people.
I'm sure that job is fucking boring. You might as well get off what you're doing.
Well, you know, you notice now how, like, all the judges, ever since Judge Ito and the whole O.J. Simpson debauchery, like, they all have laptops now.
Right.
You know they're on their MySpace flirting with, like, 18-year-old hoes, as there tend to be many on MySpace.
Well, remember, these are the same people that voted against making kissing a 12-year-old or a 13-year-old...
A crime.
Yeah, well...
Right. No, I
instead
think
of a, you know, it's a misdemeanor.
That's legislation back up in Congress, I think. Those are all the people that's what they get paid to do. That's like, well, what should we do today? Well, we might as well make up some more laws. How about... Oh, that was great.
That one's going to smell really
how
bad.
How about not kissing little kids? Okay, check.
Moving on up.
Campbell was tried as an adult on theft and receiving stolen property charges in 2005 because a judge found Campbell exhausted all attempts by juvenile court system to rehabilitate him. So he's just been a bad cookie ever since he was born. He was sentenced to 1 to 3 years in state prison after pleading guilty to theft and receiving stolen property. Again, wow.
That's the second
time? It's not the same line, though. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not...
Crazy.
I think the first time they were saying that he was a juvenile, or the juvenile court system tried to rehabilitate him, but they couldn't because he kept doing that shit.
No.
And then they finally sentenced him. He was sentenced to 1 to 3 years after pleading guilty to theft and receiving stolen property. It was not clear if Campbell was still on probation or parole related to that case. Overall, a bad guy. I say, whatever.
No, no, maybe that's why I wanted to kill his mom for fucking him up.
Because she was going to send him back to the big house.
I don't know. Maybe he's blaming his mom for turning out that way.
You know what happened? Okay, the computer was sitting there, and he was sick of masturbating to porn online in his mom's house. So
right.
He fucking grabs the computer, and he's like, I'm taking this to my house so I can jack off all over it. And his mom's like, you do that, and I'll take you to jail. And he's like, oh, yeah? Douche! 5-pound weight to the head. Douche! Strangulation. Duh! The finishing move. Knife to the chest. And now, a Bible verse. And that's how that's exactly how it went down. I guarantee it.
That shit probably happens all the time.
All the time. What do you got?
I got state witness calls cage teen case worst child abuse she's seen. Jacksonville, Florida. A state witness on Friday took...
Florida?
Yeah.
Our most fucked up state?
It's also shaped like a penis.
Oh, my God.
Coincidence?
Callback.
State witness on Friday took the stand at the sentence... sentencing hearing for women who kept her teenage son caged in her Jacksonville home and called the incident the worst case of child abuse she's ever seen.
Well, she hasn't been up here then, because yeah. I've seen, oh man.
I don't know.
I've seen some nasty shit, like little kids fucking walking around in dog shit with dogs running around everywhere. Just nasty fucking people with nasty ass houses, and then they have little kids, and then they wonder why their fucking little kids always getting sick and
they're fucked up in the head. Yeah. When they get older.
It's like, okay, let's rewind about, let's see, 7 months before the kid was born. Remember when you thought about that abortion? You should have checked yes instead of no on the box and went that route.
I don't know. I think that kid at the car wash that got sprayed in the face was worse than this one.
Yeah, dude, that's
worse child abuse.
That's harsh.
Yeah.
That's the worst child abuse we've seen. Yeah. Now, this lady doesn't look for nasty articles to make fun of, though, either. So,
so we know. If
so
there's, if
our
there's
job
bad
is
child
this
abuse.
Much cooler yeah. than yours.
Last month, Brenda Sullivan pleaded guilty for 3 counts of aggravated child abuse. Prosecutors agreed to drop her lesser child neglect charges. On Friday, her
why do they even cut
began.
Breaks? It's not like it's going to get any better. They're like, all right, well, you can have your kid back if you promise to clean your nasty ass house up and get a fucking job so you can actually feed your fucking kid. And it's like, okay, I promise. Just keep the fucking Social Security coming in.
Like that proves anything. She can just do that until she gets her kid back and then just let go again.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Unless they keep an eye on her.
Yeah, and that's why they're like, well, first we're going to have visitation. And yeah. It's stupid. You know what? You should have one fucking chance, and if you fuck up, then your kid's dead and you're dead, and that's
yeah,
it.
That's kind
we
of something,
and we move on. That's how we move.
You don't be lenient about something like that. If you're fucking abusing your kid, that should get taken away right
now.
Away.
Granted, if the kid was fucking crying and screaming, yeah, I'm gonna fucking lock it in a closet for a few hours, or at least till it stops fucking crying. Then you know, whatever. But
right.
But to make it live there, that's, you know, you got to let it out sometime. Otherwise, it's never going to grow.
Yeah, you can't just keep it caged in there forever.
Not unless you're planning on making veal with it.
Nice.
Point.
She and her late husband had claimed they put the adopted boy... Oh, it's adopted, so they probably don't care anyway.
Surprising? Yeah. Not really.
In a cage crib at night on the advice of a doctor in Ohio where the couple once lived.
Dr. Phil. You're like, now, this is what you gotta do, see? You gotta take the kid and you gotta lock him up in a cage. No matter how he screams, that means he's getting better. The more he screams, the more he's getting better. And you just lock him in the cage there and then collect your alimony and child support and shit.
Fucking Dr. Phil.
I know. I don't know how my Dr. Phil impression just turned black.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've heard Dr. Phil.
Yeah, I haven't really heard it in a while either.
We'll have to have him on the show.
Nice. Prosecutors said that the boy at age 17 weighed less than 49 pounds.
Wow. See, that
was taken from Sullivan's custody.
That right there, I've dumped bigger than 49 pounds.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's...
Oh, God, stop it.
Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't drink these.
I know, right?
Now.
Not right now, after the show. But yeah, I mean, that kid was probably better off in the orphanage he came from.
I bet you anything. Yeah.
And a lot of these people, I don't know if they still do it, but back in the day, my parents were friends with some people that had foster kids. And like in that whole ring of things, there's certain people that go out there because they get paid to have foster kids, right?
The government gives you money for adopting a kid.
So they see, they fit like, you know, 3, 4, 5 of these kids in their home at one time. They never fucking take care of them, but as long as they're getting the money for it, then they can go out and do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, and if they keep the kids quiet and get away with it,
then fuck it. Yeah. See, what I would do is I would invest in one of those big, like, airtight storage containers, and I would bury that in the ground, like, 10 feet. I mean, I would go to the tractor place and rent a fucking backhoe, right? I'm serious here. And I would bury that shit in, dig a little fucking tunnel so I could get to it. And I would just keep adopting kids, getting them checks, and then, you know, every 2 weeks I'd make a trip to the fucking storage thing and just throw them in there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you'd have to feed them.
Why?
Well, I mean, if they die.
Well, yeah. But how does the state know that they're dead?
I don't know. You'd think they keep tabs on it.
Well, they would come by, but you would know when they were coming by, and then you would just, like, dress up someone else's kid. I don't know. Can I borrow your kids? I have an inspection.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Probably not.
I don't think I'll get away with it.
You don't
think
so? Have
to,
really?
I think you'd at least have to keep them alive.
Right.
As long as they were alive and you could, like, present them.
I guess
them.
You could keep them alive pretty cheap if
just
you just
ramen.
Fed them ramen.
Just that's it.
That's all you need, really.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. That's a good idea.
That's the way to do it.
You figure how much ramen costs and then how much you're getting to have those kids.
Right.
And then, I mean, obviously the initial cost of the storage container. And,
yeah.
You know.
That's not bad. That's a pretty good investment.
That's a good idea. Right? We'll get back to you on that.
Yeah. No one take our fucking idea, okay?
That's right. Copyright. Jamble Episode 8. Put children in storage container for money.
See, our shows are dated, too, so...
That's right.
We got proof that we came
proof
up with it
positive.
First.
HIV positive.
I'm not too sure. I'm HIV positive.
God damn it, this isn't a joke!
Oh, man.
Didn't Sean say that on the last episode?
I don't think so.
Really? I thought he said something like that
on
the show.
He might have. I don't know. I listened to that today, and it was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
Probably a lot funnier than today's episode's going to be.
Yeah,
I'm just not with it today.
Yeah, either am I.
I'm not feeling like making funny ha-has, but it was Monday, so we decided to come do a show.
Neither of us feel that good today, so give us
that's
a
right.
break. A police report said the boy was starving and suffered psychological dwarfism.
What? Psychological dwarfism?
I guess his brain's short.
Short on.
It's got a dwarf brain.
Oh, man, I totally lost it. I was going to say something.
Bummer.
Short on. Fuck. What would be good
there? I don't know. I can't really think of anything otherwise.
Good joke.
Yeah. A lack
but,
of physical.
No, wait, but physical or mental dwarfism?
Yeah, psychological.
Psychological. Because that's like dwarfism is when your body doesn't. So does that just mean, like, he's a full-grown kid, but he has the capabilities of, like, an 8-year-old?
Well, I mean, he's a 17-year-old kid, but
His mind, like, 3 years old? Is that the dwarfism part?
I mean, I don't. It's younger than
or
17,
did it just
probably.
Grow all, like, small with little pointy ears and shit?
I don't know. They probably just fucked him up or something. Maybe I should just read more.
Maybe you should.
All right. A lack of physical and emotional growth caused by abuse. Authorities also say he was forced to wear a diaper.
Oh, you and every other fucking baby.
He's 17.
Quit dumping your pants.
Well, he only
what?
Weighs 49
what?
Pounds.
Say what? That's right.
It's probably he's in a cage. He has no choice.
Well, okay.
I mean,
that's
true.
They
put a
diaper
on.
I would take the diaper off, dump in the corner, and then put the diaper back on.
But then you have
could
to...
Could you imagine living like that,
yeah,
though?
That's
like,
the thing. I'd
you're
rather
17. Like, last year, could you imagine... Or this year, you're 17.
Yeah, but...
Could you imagine living like this?
No.
Like, if your mom
it's
just...
It's a crib,
just,
too.
If your mom, like, brought home this big crib from Walmart and was like, guess what, honey? This is your new home.
I'd probably kill my mom then.
Right, and then read her Bible stories?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know about that. I'd probably put her in
kill
there.
Her and go make an alibi real quick. Hey, Matt, we got to do a show.
We
got to
do a show real quick.
What's all that blood on you, Braden?
Nothing. We'll talk about it later.
I don't want to ruin it for the show.
Yeah, we'll talk about it on the show. Wait. A court assistant state attorney, Julie Shalix, said Sullivan constructed a wood lid to put on top of a pedia crib, and she claimed Sullivan would lock her son inside.
So she made a lid for the crib so he couldn't get out?
Yeah, I wonder how she kept... Well, there's a picture of it right there. It's like, look at it. It's leaning over sideways.
God,
it's probably not even put together.
Trailer
right.
trash.
Well, look at the... There's a picture of her right there.
Trailer trash.
And I quote, "She did not give them education and love, but most importantly, she starved them," Sullivan said.
But
most importantly.
What? She didn't love them or nurture them, but most importantly, she abused the living shit out of them.
Yeah, because that's
made him crap in a diaper and eat his own
important.
Shit. I love you, Mom. Shut up. Bring Mom a beer.
He's in a cage. He can't even do that.
Oh, yeah, huh?
At least it's like put him on a chain or something so
right.
you can make him get shit for you.
That's a good idea. The chain reaches to the fridge and then back to Mom's recliner. That's it.
And you just put a shock collar on him or something.
Well, that's the whole thing. Like, if you can afford to, a shock collar is the other option. If you can't afford to, then go in with the cradle with a lid. Crater. The fuck? I guess
a crater would work, too. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Giggity goo.
Prosecutor said Sullivan's adopted son weighed 49 pounds when he moved in her at age 7 in 2005. 10 years later, they said he weighed less than 49 pounds.
And he's 17? How much do you weigh? Because you're pretty scrawny.
I weigh 145.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
On soaking fucking wet.
No.
Really?
With my shoes off and my clothes on.
Okay. Well, that's weird. Could you imagine
that's
being like 50 pounds?
No.
That's like...
I don't think that...
You would look like a fucking Hindu or something.
I don't even think that'd be possible.
Yeah.
I think I'd die before I could...
You are... Yeah, well, you're probably a lot taller than this kid is. You don't suffer from psychological dwarfism, do you?
I don't think so.
I'm going to just start mentally abusing the shit out of you, and we'll see if you start, like, growing like
you know
this.
What? It's
you come back like losing 10 pounds every show.
What's what were we calling retarded kids now?
Unsavory.
Unsavory. Are they just psychologically dwarfed or something?
Maybe that might be it.
On to something.
He's a little unsavory, so we keep him locked in the shed. You can go back there. Just don't feed him nothing.
Just don't
watch your fingers. He's a biter.
Since her arrest, Sullivan has insisted a doctor prescribe the Pediacrib to keep what she called her unruly son under control.
Her unsavory son.
So the doctor prescribed the thing, but I don't think he meant to cage him in
it. Right, you're not going to doctor's orders here. He didn't say lock him in a cage and strap a diaper on him so he can just shit wherever.
Even if he did, I don't know. That's fucked up that a doctor would make a 17-year-old do anything like
that's
that.
That's like the whole rebirthing thing where they wrap the kid up in all these blankets and shit, and like they do it to really fucked up kids, and
really?
It's like they're born again. It's like it's supposed to simulate coming out of the womb again. Like
I've never heard of that.
Really? It's called rebirthing. Look it up online. It's fucked up, dude.
Wow.
They wrap these kids up like really, really tight, and like I don't know if it was a CSI episode or if this really happened, but like one kid actually suffocated in there. Like he was wrapped up so tight in these blankets, and then they were like, okay, and now it's time for you to be born, and he came out like a miscarriage.
He was dead.
And they're like, oh,
miscarriage,
put him back in.
He's not done.
Yeah. Fucking weirdos.
Wow.
So this doctor is probably just another quack.
Yeah. Oh, he's probably,
you know what he is. He's probably like one of those state appointed psycho doctors, and he's just like, yeah, he's crazy, lock him in a crib. Next. Yep, he's crazy.
Fuck it. The doctor took the stand on Friday and told the court the crib was recommended, but he said that was only for at night, for short periods of time.
Yeah, he's supposed to sleep in the crib. That's what cribs are for. She's like, oh, the doctor said to put him in this all the time. And
yeah,
the doc was like, no, bitch, I said at night when he sleeps.
Well, it doesn't even say all night. It just says at night for short periods of time. So not even all night.
What, it almost seems like they're trying to like get him used to jail by putting him in a crib with bars and shit.
Here's my question. Why would the doctor prescribe a 17-year-old that weighs 49 pounds to stay in a crib for short periods of time at night? What is that going to do?
Maybe he's wandering around getting into shit. It's mommy's quiet time.
Quiet time.
Yeah, right?
Oh,
my God, Mom, what's that?
Shut up. Bring me out there.
Yeah, she's she's married, it said, I think.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
She has a husband.
He's probably some deadbeat auto mechanic or something.
They probably don't fuck anyway.
Would you fuck that?
No.
You had to think about it. Would I?
Dude, I responded pretty quick.
Okay. I'm going to edit in a big, long, awkward pause there.
Yeah, because you love editing.
I know,
we all know that.
I'll take somewhere where you're saying yes and put it in there.
The only time that you'll edit is for stuff like that.
It's just to fuck with you.
Yeah.
I know. I won't even edit out my own stupid things. If I say something stupid, y'all can have it and laugh at it.
Yeah, you
don't
edit stuff out. You only edit stuff in.
That's right.
The doctor also said the crib never should have a homemade lid on it or been used for a teenager.
So
he
was a teenager?
Did he even say
she probably just called up some random doctor and was like, hey, I have a baby that won't go to sleep at night. And he's like, do you have a crib? And she's like, no, actually. Well, go buy a crib, dummy. And she's like, oh, good idea.
Yeah, it was probably just a phone call.
She's like, oh, by the way, he's 17 and weighs 50 pounds and is a weird dwarf.
Or maybe...
retard.
Maybe it said he was at age 7 when they adopted him. So maybe they did it when he was 7 and they're just still doing it.
Right, he's
and they
been
just
in
now
a
got
kit,
caught.
And that's why he has dwarfism.
Yeah,
he's like,
he's been
a goldfish. If they're in a big tank or outside, they'll grow real big. But if
you
keep them in a bowl, they stay small.
Yeah.
So they just kept him in this crib so he stayed nice and small.
Well, he's in a cage, so he didn't develop.
I mean, that's kind of handy, I guess, having a... If you could have
if you
want to
make veal.
Right.
What would you call
or
that
train
for
a midget fighter.
Nice.
Dwarf
wrestling. If you don't have, you know, dwarfism, or you know, just fucking
short
people
in
your jeans.
Just lock them in a cage.
Yeah, just whatever kid you have, just keep them in a cage forever.
I mean, they're only going to get so big, so if you want to keep them real small, just put them in a small cage.
Exactly.
It's a good idea.
The lawyer appointed by the state to oversee Sullivan's child told the judge, "This is the worst case of abuse she has ever seen."
No, this is the worst.
That's like the third time it's been said in this.
Yeah, because it's so bad. They locked a little kid in a fucking cradle. Yeah. You know, if he's 17-year-old, seriously, if you got locked in a crib, would you get yourself out? I would be kicking
If I weighed 49 pounds, I don't know if I would.
If you weighed 49 pounds, you could fit through the little gaps in the thing.
Right? Yeah, that's probably true.
Point me.
Wow.
Is that it there?
Well, there's a quote and
Hear the quote.
Okay, they will never live a normal life. They will never live a life free from fear. They will never cease to be haunted by the memories of what was done to them, said guardian Ed Lidham.
So why even bother? They're basically saying this kid's a lost cause.
Yeah, he's fucked forever.
So give him to a... Okay, so they take all the totally fucked up kids beyond repair and they send him to fucked up foster. They're like, let's see what happens here. You get what I'm saying? What I'm saying?
Yeah, well,
take
most kids
totally
who are
fucked up, give it to someone totally fucked up and see if they just make something really super fucked up.
It's like some alien thing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, kind of.
Most foster
all fucked up and retarded.
Most foster kids are like not very good kids for the most part.
Well, most foster kids are foster kids for a reason. They either did some fucked up shit to their real parents, or their real parents did some fucked up shit and got the kids taken away.
Right, and so the kids are probably fucked up.
Either way, they should have been aborted. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Because if the parents were fucked up, their kids are probably all messed up, too.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's like you didn't have very many good genes to begin with, and then you had a kid and passed him on. It's like the chances are he didn't get very many good genes either.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a lot to choose from, you know?
Right, especially when it's with your sister.
Yeah, that is true. Point to you.
Prosecutors said the teen has made remarkable strides since being removed from Sullivan's home. Sullivan faces up to 20 years in prison.
I say they should abort her. They should let the kid have at her.
Yeah, they should just leave him in a room.
They should lock her in a room until she weighs 50 pounds.
They should, she should be left in a cage with a lid on it for 20 years.
For 20 years.
That should be her sentence. Not prison, the same treatment.
We'll make room for her in our storage container.
Nice.
All right, last story here to wrap it up. We're about 50 minutes in. Episode 11 of the Jimmity Jam Hole. India woman gives birth to, quote, miracle child.
That does not look like a fucking miracle.
Right? It looks like a complete disaster.
Looks like an abortion waiting to happen.
It looks like two abortions smushed together at the face.
It does.
It's fucked up.
Why is she feeding milk through a syringe there?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's gross. I mean, well, you can't suck on two titties. Look where their mouth is. Huh. We'll post a picture of this. Yeah. It's gross. You'd have to see it. An Indian woman has given birth to baby girl with four eyes and two faces just 2 years after the world was captivated by the story of Lakshmi Tatma, the twin girl born with four arms and four legs.
Wait, so is that one person in there or is there two?
Well, I don't know. It looks like where it's joined there, they would almost have two brains, but not really, you know? Like, they would have two formed halves.
It said girl. It didn't say girls.
Well, right. A girl with four eyes. I mean, count them. One, two, three, four, and two faces. One and a half.
If it was
face.
Two people in there, they'd probably say girls instead of girl.
And that's weird, that picture, because it looks like you could see like when a baby is developing and it starts forming things. Like, you know how when twins start, the egg splits into two separate beings, so to speak? It
it's
looks
like,
it like
split
this
all
one
the way.
Split, but yeah, not quite all the way. It's
that's
like,
probably what happens with those kind of things.
That's fucked up.
Conjoined twins.
I think that's what happens in these third world countries. You know, there's no real good form of doctors. I mean, there's doctors, but they're not like what we have here, obviously.
Well, I bet a lot of their babies don't even like live more than a few minutes when they're born.
And that's if they don't get hit by like roadside bombs and shit. The four-day-old baby girl born to Vinod Singh and his partner Sushma
nice name.
Is already being hailed as a reincarnation of the Indian god Ganesha. Wow.
It was fucking
I had
religion.
A retard baby. Let's all worship it like a god.
It must be something religious. No, it's just a fucking mutant baby.
I
kill
know,
it.
It's a freak baby. Yeah, if you were a Spartan, you'd be in the heap pile.
Yeah.
Sushma gave birth to the miracle child in the Gautam Buddha Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh. I almost did. There's an A there. Nagar. Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh, 50 kilometers north of New Delhi. New Delhi! As news of her birth spread through the secluded rural village where her family resides, local residents began singing and dancing and asking for her blessings. I wouldn't ask this bitch for anything. I mean, you don't want anything that has to do with this.
Yeah, she's, I mean, I don't know, they're probably inbred.
Do you think?
Yeah.
That's fucked
up. I mean, look
up.
At that.
According to the doctor at the hospital, the baby girl and her mother are both in good health, except baby's all fucked up looking.
Yeah, except it's a fucking mutant.
The doctor looked at it and was like, yeah. And oh, God, that's so gross. Can you imagine? I mean, I'm just saying it from a humanitarian point of view. You let this kid grow up and, you know, it's going to have to function with normal kids. And it's going to get a rash of shit its whole life.
Yeah.
And that's sad. It's fucked up. You should just abort it or kill it or take it down to the fucking river, throw it in a manger and wish it the best.
Right. If I knew I was having a baby and I knew it was going to be retarded or something, you know, that was going to make its life fucking terrible, I'd want an abortion.
Or just if I knew I was having a baby, I would totally just want an abortion.
Yeah, that'd be enough.
But seriously, they think, if it's such a gift of God, just let it go. Let God deal with it. That's what I'd say. You want this? Here, it's all yours.
Well, it's not God. It's whatever this fucking weird thing they worship.
Well, they all have like a
Is it like that
God.
Elephant fucking horse thing?
Vishnu or whatever?
I don't know.
Yeah. The excitement over the birth recalls the intense media interest in the operation to remove Lakshmi Tatma's headless, undeveloped twin joined to her body at the pelvis in a 40-hour operation last year. Whoa. Named after the Hindu goddess of wealth, who has also four arms, wow. They're like, oh, look, this four-arm baby must be the goddess.
That's what I was thinking is that one.
Like, oh, look, our goddess shit. It's four-butted ass. Cool.
Yeah, it's like if God looks... It's like what South Park do. You know, when... Did you ever see that South Park episodes where God shows up?
Which one?
I don't know. But he's always fucking mutant thing that's all kind of different stuff.
Oh, and
stuff.
Like the Super Friends. And yeah. She's like, Vishnu!
It's like all weird.
See, man.
A bunch of different animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So wait, did it say that they had an operation on it?
No, I think that was the other one they were talking about.
Oh, there's
the one that happened before that had a dead baby, but it still had four arms and shit. This one only has two arms, but four eyes.
Well, it failed the first time. Try
right?
again.
Right? Yeah, let's keep trying until we get one that kind of looks normal.
I guess their god didn't get it right the first time.
Yeah, right. Named after the Hindu goddess of wealth, who also has four arms, Lakshmi was believed to have been sent from God when she was born to a poor rural family in the northern state of Bihar. Yuck.
That's what that sounds like.
That word just tastes gross in my mouth. Last month, the Daily Telegraph reported how Lakshmi had recovered from major surgery and taken her first steps with the aid of a baby walker. Get used to that.
Yeah, you're going to be using it your whole life, which probably won't be much longer
anyway. That is just creepy. I'm creeped out now.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking weird.
We need to
quit
doing stories about deformed people and freak babies.
No, we can't stop.
Well, yeah. I get nightmares about that shit. I'm going to see this little freak baby.
Should we read this off real quick?
Yeah. Okay, we got about 5 minutes left here in the show. We want to go through some local stuff.
We haven't done it for quite a while.
Yeah, we haven't done it. Maybe y'all have forgotten where we come from, but this is Montana.
Montucky.
And this here's the police blotter. You want to go first there, Buckaroo?
Sure.
Just start off at the top.
Someone drove through a gate in Meadow Manor.
That's the trailer park, I reckon.
Is that the one
that's
by
Meadow
Shady
Manor?
Lane?
Yeah, that's Meadow Manor Trailer Park, boy.
Well, someone drove through the gate, I guess.
Wow.
Like, that never happened.
I reckon. 9:15 a.m., a call was made about two llamas running down Forge Lake Road. I like to longboard down Foy's Lake Road.
Yeah, you don't do
that. I can't
that
say that in my hick voice. I like to longboard. Yee-haw.
9:42 a.m., another call was made about the llamas.
Word. 3:51 p.m., a resident from Gunsight Loop called in because their neighbor came over and cut down one of their trees. God damn it.
This is funny.
Could you imagine calling up and being like, hey, my neighbor's over here. They got that damn ding chainsaw coming there cutting my trees down. Send a cruiser over here right on pronto.
The kind of person who would call that in probably sounds like that, too.
Exactly like that.
I totally lost where we... Okay, 509, a Kalispell woman called in because she received a text message from an unknown person asking if she was looking for drugs. It's probably a wrong number.
Holy shit, dude. That's probably fucked up. But a text message?
Yeah, that's kind of
weird.
How
could you text message the wrong number?
Well, I guess if you don't have their number in the phone.
I bet, like, some kid had their mom's phone and was using it one day and was like, oh, yo, if you need to hit me up, call this number, text this number. And then,
it's
like,
mom
got home and was like, honey, where's my phone? And he's like, oh, here you go, mom. And then, like, they got this text message, hey, bro, looking for some dope.
What
and
a fucking
mom
stupid
was like,
kid, though.
Yeah, actually. And then she called the cops. That's kind of fucked
That's
up.
That's kind of dumb that he would give out his mom's number to his drug dealer.
I know, right? But, I mean, if your mom, like, had your phone and someone texted it and was like, are you looking for drugs? First of all, who the fuck text messages, are you looking for drugs?
Yeah, you usually call them and you don't even really say it like that anyway.
Yeah, you're like, so got anything? And they're like,
you selling?
Yeah, you're like, yo, can I come over? And they're like, yeah. You're not like, yo, you got any drugs, man? They're like, no.
Yeah, you usually talk in some kind of code just in case.
Wrong number, stop calling, prank caller. Oh, let's see here. 5:24 p.m., a woman who was house-sitting at a home in Creston called in because the garage door had curiously opened on its own. He said he didn't care... What?
Deputies.
Oh, I was looking at... I started reading the bottom one. That's my damn hick voice there. Deputies went out and looked for evidence of trespassing or suspicious activity, but found none.
Probably the garage... The garage door is fucking open.
You know, I have a garage door opener still from this house.
Turn your screensaver off.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
From this house I used to live in.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I go by it and like...
Just open
it? Yeah. It opens the garage door.
And you just do that.
Just keep driving by, yeah. Whatever.
Just every time you drive by, I'll open the
garage. Wasn't anywhere near gun sight loop, though.
No. So it wasn't you, huh?
Not one me.
All right. 6:35 p.m. A man called in from Happy Valley. Happy Valley?
Yeah.
I didn't even
know
we had a
Happy Valley. Have you ever been to Happy Valley?
Uh-uh.
It's a trailer court.
It's not happy, is it?
No, it's a fucking trailer court.
Happy Valley because someone had a stolen cooler of beer and soda from his fenced backyard. He said he didn't care too much about the contents. He just wanted the cooler back.
Hey, you, I don't care about the beer. Just bring me my cooler back. That's my Dale Earnhardt number 3 autograph cooler.
That's probably
right. I got that from the bank for opening up a bank account.
It's autographed, too.
Autographed by Dale Earnhardt and Dale Earnhardt Jr. 3:29 a.m., a woman called in from Montana Village in Evergreen because her son had accidentally shot himself in the knee.
Whoa.
What?
That's pretty crazy.
Oh, man. What are you doing at 3:30 a.m. fucking around with guns?
Yeah. You must have been fucked
Wait,
up.
It's Evergreen. Yep, it's Evergreen.
Yeah, it's
Evergreen's the ghetto.
It's funny. If anyone gets shot or shoots themselves, it happens
in
Evergreen.
It's in Evergreen.
Fucking
retards.
Every shooting that you hear about or someone that shot themselves or shot someone else has been in Evergreen.
Oh, yeah, totally. Because Evergreen's the fucking ghetto. It's where all the fucking trailer parks are. That's where all the fucking meth addicts are. It's where all the fucking trashy-ass hoes are. It's just a disgusting, dirty place, and I fucking love it.
It's so awesome that it's connected right to Kalispell.
Yeah, right. And sometimes the trash kind of wanders over to our side
well,
of the tracks.
The old part of town has a lot of trash.
The whole fucking
cheap.
Valley is full of trash.
Yeah, well, the whole fucking state.
Yeah, pretty much. We have like one of the biggest states, and it's just full of shit.
It's full of meth and drunk drivers.
Meth and drunk. And fucking mooses.
Yeah, fucking moose. Bears.
Yep. The departments responded to 99 calls for service. And that's about it. So I think we're about done here. Don't forget, check us out on iTunes. You can search us there. Go to our site, thejamhole.com. And please vote for us on Podcast Alley. We only have like 11 votes, and it's like halfway through the month. So if you've already voted, vote twice just in case. And
yeah, if you have multiple email addresses, just
vote once each on all of those. And let's see, if you guys want to be our stupid MySpace friend, myspace.com/thejamholepodcast, definitely feel free to email us any questions, comments, if you disagree with us, if you agree with us, I don't give a fuck.
If you fucking hate us and you just want to,
you cares?
Know, tear
just
us
email
apart.
Us, info@thejamhole.com. I think that's about it. Yeah, just check out our website, thejamhole.com, that's about it.
Make sure you
can find everything from there.
And check out my band's MySpace page.
That's
right. MySpace.com.
Mass bloodshed. It's brutal. Yeah. Brutal. So, yeah, you got anything else?
No, I think that's it.
That's it. Jamming.
Jamming.
People don't use our music to get high. They use our music to get by.
Break!
Nothing is that irrelevant. You must find yourself, your intent. Don't commit thyself, cause another nigga done did it. In and out of style, like leather African penance. Say as you look to spit it. Follow the two commitments. Man, man, standard, set, but can you stand it? Sit down!
Follow the line.
Connection to the trend DF Express. 5 points.